This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And you betcha, it's me, the Captain, and I am back live and in living color. By the way, I am your host of the Captain's America Third Watch, and we always specialize in tomorrow's news tonight. What you hear me talking about tonight, I guarantee you, you'll hear people talking about tomorrow, because they're listening. Now, we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home to many, many proud American veterans, and of course, CENTCOM, and we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite, thanks to our flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, AM 930, The Answer, and of course, FM 93.7. Now, as always, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, our FedEx, our USPS, the bulk mail haulers, our United Parcel drivers, and our suicide jockeys that are hauling the gas and the diesel so we can go for a drive. Now, don't forget, we're on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show page on Facebook. You can also find us on MeWe, on Parler, on Gab, on Getter, on Truth Social, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Now let's go right to the telephone line, and we've got our good friend and compadre, Kyle Warren, on the line. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Let's say the pledge again. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And of course, we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was established on Judeo-Christian practices. And I'll have you know, I was saluting the flag as I said that, which is what we do, and many other people do that too, and we really appreciate them. Now, let me just establish the phone number if you want to call and you want to opine. It's 877-969-8600. So, Kyle, meanwhile, back at the ranch, we just got done talking about Tucker Carlson coming back on Twitter with a monologue, about 10 minutes long. I'm pretty sure that'll probably become about 30 minutes or so. We'll see. But what is going on? Do you play golf, by the way?
You know, I don't play golf. I have a brother who's very good at golf, but it's not something I was ever able to get into.
Well, we've had a 9/11 group, a coalition of families and survivors of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, that are condemning the PGA Tour deal with the Saudis' new professional circuit.
Yeah, that's what we hear. Is that the Live Golf, issue? Yes, exactly. Yes.
So what's behind that?
You know, to be honest, I'm not quite exactly sure. However, we understand that they've had some pretty intense discussions and heated discussions from what we understand from some of these reports. Yes.
Well, I guess it's to be continued, right?
Well, that's right. That's right. What they're trying to do is create what they call a new collectively owned for-profit entity. So I think that this is probably at the heart of the matter of changing things around.
Well, our Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, has railed some concerns over the human rights in the Saudi Arabian country, and he's mentioned those human rights problems with the Saudi crown prince. Like, that's going to get him somewhere?
Well, you know, the United States and many different countries that are allies and collectively known as the free world, I think that we always have a vested interest in pursuing human rights, women's rights, and rights of those who are being oppressed. I mean, just look what's happening in Iran. Yes, unfortunately, sometimes, unless there is a very big incentive or a very big stick in some cases, it's hard to get movement on these things. But one of the things that we do, though, Captain, of course, in America, is we continue to shine the light of liberty, and people aspire to that. And this is why so many people for so very long have wanted to come to this country. They've tried to get away from countries where the air is simply not compatible with their desire to be free and express themselves.
Now, we have a real concern going on in the Ukraine right now with the destruction of a major Ukrainian dam, which has triggered a flooding emergency in Ukraine, but mostly on the Russian side, where they've flooded things out.
Well, that's right. And, of course, they are trading blame back and forth about this, saying, one, that the Russians somehow did it. The Russians believe that somehow this was done on the Ukrainian side. And so, you know, their blame game is going on, but it is actually caused a major crisis. A lot of people, I think, having to be evacuated.
Yeah, I got the music coming up. Hang on there, Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. When we come back, can our bunker bombs crack Iran's nuclear complex? You might be surprised with the answer. I'll be right back.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
With host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Orlando, Florida on our new affiliates AM 950 and FM 94.9. And we want to hear from you. Call us at 1-877-969-8600. And now take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. And yes, we love you, Orlando. We really appreciated being able to go over there and visit you at your event here a little while ago over there at the motorcycle dealership, and it was a great privilege and an honor to be able to be over there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, most of you know that I do take Relief Factor every day in the morning, one dose of Relief Factor, one packet, four pills. That's what I take. Now, I have some astonishing news to tell you. With the recovery that I had from my problem, or problems, if you want to call it that, my ankles, my feet, my legs are back to normal size. You heard me right. They're back to normal size. They took 57 containers of liquid out of me. 57 containers. Do the math. That's about 110 pounds. Now, did I need to lose the weight? Of course. Did I need to lose it that way? Maybe not necessarily, but it all got started with the help of Relief Factor, which was keeping things somewhat under control. And I consequently believe in Relief Factor, taken as advised. So, ReliefFactor.com/Captain, ReliefFactor.com/Captain, ReliefFactor.com/Captain. Go over there, try the 1995 3-week quick start. Take it exactly the way it says to take it, one time in the morning with food, and away you go. And see what it'll do for you. That's ReliefFactor.com/Captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
How are you doing with the idea that Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, has kicked off his White House bid with several swipes at Donald Trump? Now, Donald Trump turned around and used a sledgehammer to swing back, which is not surprising. So do you think we're going to start seeing maybe the shift over to going after Christie and going after Mike Pence and whoever else might be coming into the mix rather than Ron DeSantis?
Well, that's a very good question. And, of course, I think Chris Christie comes into the race. He wants to be a Trump slayer. There's no doubt about that. I think that he wants to try to make his mark in that regard. He has certainly made his feelings known about what he thinks about Donald Trump, what kind of leader he would be, and what kind of person he is. And so that is the claim to fame getting into this race. The question becomes, is he getting in as a disruptor? Does he want to simply come in and try to stop Trump, and meaning even so that his candidacy would probably founder as a result? But we just don't know. But in terms of Pence, I think is going to get some criticism because of January the 6th, although Pence overall is a good man. He has that particular persona. But whether or not Christie and Pence and others really start to get traction, unless Donald Trump, continues to do some of these things, like go out there and say stuff maybe he shouldn't say or is not defensible, that is going to be a part of this, I think.
Well, I agree, and I think Pence is going to be a slugging board, if you will, for Trump, because he looks at him as being an easy mark, I think. And we'll see. We'll see.
Right. Well, you know, of course, Christie came in 2016. He kind of went after Marco Rubio, right? Sort of with a vengeance. And so is he going to do kind of the same thing to Donald Trump? It remains to be seen. But of course, you know, you're seeing some things now where DeSantis is starting, you know, to gain on Trump a little bit here and there. And that's because he's a declared candidate now. I mean, before he was just theoretical. So there's going to be some interesting stuff going on. The cage match that they set up, though, Captain, the media really wants. Hopefully they're not going to serve that up to them. Hopefully this is going to be about policy. But we have seen, and I'll say this briefly, we have seen Donald Trump sort of try to tone down some of the rhetoric. He hasn't got to 100% there yet, but I think to some degree he is trying.
Okay. I teased this in the last segment. Can bunker bombs crack Iran's nuclear complex?
Well, I think the answer is to that, it depends. Generally speaking, one of the consensus consensus that's been there for a while now is that if you're trying to get to this particular installation that they're building in the Zagros Mountains, if I understand correctly, it's in central Iran, that no, one particular bunker buster, it may not penetrate that far.
Well, you made the key comment there. One, how about if you drop two dead on target, one on top of the other, and maybe a third for good measure? How about if you do that?
Well, yeah, I mean, attrition, you know, is the principle that would be in effect there. I'm sure that the idea of trying to test this or simulate it in some way to see if that would happen. But of course, the Iranian government has tried to build this so far down that one wonders what other kinds of options there might be. And of course, there always are going to be the old-fashioned way, right? Trying to infiltrate, remember Stuxnet, these kinds of things, trying to keep Iran just behind the eight ball enough to where they can't really make it all work, no matter how deep they are on the ground.
Well, Iran has unveiled, what they call their version of a hypersonic missile. That should scare the bejesus out of everybody.
Well, sure, you know, because you have, you know, it's difficult sometimes to visualize the proximities involved with Iran, the Middle East, basically, and Israel, if your whole thing, I mean, your whole thing is to push Israel into the ocean or destroy it, they're willing to do that kind of thing. They're willing to just take that kind of action. But that also puts Israel in the position of saying, we're going to have to act before we're attacked again. And so it's just a recipe for real problems. That's why, Captain, I think that when the general consensus in the Middle East under the Trump administration, being the last Republican administration, was to contain Iran and stop it from doing anything else, and having some pretty good consensus within the Middle Eastern countries, including Saudi Arabia, that was the way to go. But now it's like anybody's game.
So what do you think is going to happen with the unredacted memo that Chairman Jim Jordan of the House Judiciary Committee is seeking from Attorney General Garland? Do you think that's going to happen?
You mean the memo about the Afghan pullout?
Yep.
Yeah, well, I think that that's going to be a huge deal, I think, especially when it comes to the election, because one of the things that the Biden administration wants to make sure, the Biden campaign wants to make sure of, is that you don't think about the chaotic and ill-advised way that everything was done. Because here we are, the Taliban are in charge of Afghanistan, and this memo warned about these kinds of things, and they wanted some kind of clean news story to say, look, Joe Biden, got us out of Afghanistan. But the ensuing tragedies and ensuing chaos, just simply showed that Joe Biden made very, very bad decisions in this. And that's going to be a huge campaign issue.
Now, you're aware of the New York City prosecutor, right, going after Trump over and over again and all that?
Alvin Bragg, yeah.
Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida is planning to file a resolution this week to hold that prosecutor in contempt. Don't know what's going to happen, but it's in the works right now.
Well, it's very interesting, again, because, part of the thing, too, Captain, is the public perception that's there. And people see what's happening with Alvin Bragg, that it does become, politically motivated. It does become a weaponization. And so a lot of times the court of ultimate authority, for lack of a better expression, are the voters. And if the voters begin to see this, they understand very clearly the mechanisms that are in play, and hopefully they will make a change if through the legal system or the investigative or, the oversight of Congress, if that can't make a dent, the voters can.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600. I'll be right back.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has filed paperwork for his presidential run. He is anticipated to officially launch his campaign at a town hall event in New Hampshire tonight. President Biden had his first cabinet meeting since he announced he's running for re-election. He told reporters they'd be talking about putting the laws they've passed into action.
Invest in America is more than just a slogan. We're investing in the American people, in our infrastructure, in our manufacturing. We're investing in jobs in almost every community across the country.
They also discussed topics like border security, the climate crisis, and Russia's conflict with Ukraine. 9/11 Families United has expressed strong disapproval regarding the merger between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf, which is supported by Saudi interests. The organization's chair, Terry Strada, has criticized PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan, accusing him of exploiting the 9/11 community in the past when he spoke against LIV Golf. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care, from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate. Best I've ever worked with, they truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Now, I'm going to tell you something about Advanced Podiatry, folks. I was kind of in a situation where I was going nowhere, and a lot of things have been tried to help me with the swelling I had, with the inflammation. Of course, the only thing that was keeping it under any type of check at all was the relief factor. I told you about that. But now let me tell you about the podiatrist. Because of what they found and how they found it, and when I did go into the hospital, they drained 57 liters, I guess it was liters is what the bottles were, of fluid out of me that was probably going to kill me. because it was right up into my chest, right up into my heart. And I felt like a stuffed watermelon, and there wasn't a lot I could do about it. But as I said, advanced podiatry was keeping me in line. They, along with the hospital, along with the great advice I got, saved my life. They really did. So I would strongly and enthusiastically recommend that if you have problems and you don't really know what's going on and you keep gaining weight and this, that, and the other, check them out. Advanced Podiatry. Advanced Podiatry in St. Petersburg, 38th Avenue. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
You know, we have a lot of things to be thankful for in this world, none of which are more important than our health and probably the political season picking our president, whoever that may be. People are going to really have to pay attention now closely to the candidates that are getting into the race, not just the Republicans, there's a bunch of them, but the Democrats too. Everyone has something to offer, everyone. Whether it's what you want to hear or not may not be the case, but you got to at least listen to what they have to say. We are in the most important election cycle that I can even think of. I've said it before, I'll say it again. This is it. Got to get it right. We're running out of time.
Well, I agree. Certainly this election, I think, Captain, is going to be about very stark choices, very similar to when Ronald Reagan was running for president in 1980. The country had some very stark choices to make. One of the differences, of course, is that Reagan came into office in 1981, following the election. And by the election cycle of 1984, the Reagan campaign was able to say to the American people, it's morning in America. And, he was reelected again in another landslide. And this did not happen with Trump, of course, for various reasons and these kinds of things. But the American people now have a very stark choice to say, we know what can be done. We know that things can improve because you went from the Carter years to the Reagan years and people said, yes, this is working. They even wanted to extend it with George H.W. Bush because that was the continuation of Ronald Reagan's, the Reagan Revolution, if you want to call it that. And then here comes Donald Trump, but now all the progress that he made in terms of the economy and energy and strength and all that was just stopped cold. And then we have what we have right now. So people have that stark choice to make, and I think that they're going to be, as you said, looking at this very closely.
They need to be, and if they're not, they're kidding themselves because we have a choice to make, and it's got to be the right one. Now, I understand that journalists at 24 local newspapers across the United States walked off their newspaper chain over the weekend. What do you know about that?
Well, I have heard just a little bit about that, what do you know about that?
I know just exactly what you do. I'm trying to figure out who it is. I wasn't really paying a lot of attention to it, and here it is.
Well, yeah, we'll certainly find out about that. Of course, part of this, things are changing, I think, in media, and that's for sure. People have a lot more media to consume. And unfortunately, I saw a commercial. I haven't seen it for quite some time, but there was a commercial where somebody said, I used to only watch news I agreed with. And I was thinking, wow, what kind of statement is that? Because the news should be the news. It's the who, why, what, where, and how, And then, of course, there's analysis of the news. But unfortunately, these days, Captain, it's not a Walter Cronkite kind of universe where we all understand the facts. Now, you can ascribe things to them or you could have your own political sort of preference about the way things should go or how they ought to be. But we don't even agree on facts anymore in this country. And that is a very, very big problem.
Couple of interesting polls. You know, I like to watch polls. Couple of interesting polls. First of all, California. The California GOP poll taken the late last week shows Donald Trump ahead of Ron DeSantis by 29 points.
Yes, I think that's very, very interesting. And again, you know, part of this goes back to those stark choices I was talking about, because people know what they get with Trump. And I think that's a double-edged sword as well. That's why I was saying earlier that Trump seems to be trying to mellow out a little bit. Right. There's a term from the Wayback Machine, trying to mellow out a little bit. And I think he understands that. But it does kind of fight against his nature, I think. He's not by nature that way. But DeSantis, of course, another governor or a governor of Florida who can say, look what I've done in Florida. And it just depends. California is not Florida, but the California GOP might have some different takes. So it just depends. And also, Captain, I think it depends on world events or other events within our country, within our economy, where one candidate between the big two, quote unquote, right now, Trump and DeSantis, where they could either rise and fall based on current events and how they respond to it. But Ron DeSantis, I will say this, has had some very good comebacks about Donald Trump, and also seems to not try to exacerbate this cage fight that most of the media wants to start up, because quite frankly, they believe they'll get ratings for it.
Now, we have a TIPP poll that came out, and the voters that filled out this poll, by an overwhelming majority of 2-1, want our U.S. troops to fight the Mexican drug cartels along the border.
And that's very interesting. And, of course, the problem is that it gets to that point, right? It gets to that point where, you know, it's now seen as a clear and present danger to the U.S. national security, which ultimately it is. It's certainly a clear and present danger to our population, in terms of the drugs coming across and the fentanyl and, the very fact that the cartels care nothing about people that lose their lives. They figure they're going to keep getting enough customers anyway, more than likely. You know, the idea of what happens if there are skirmishes and this kind of thing, they may not want that eventuality to happen, but something has to be done about the border, whether it's a wall or whether it's putting more and more pressure on Mexico, which can be done. I think Trump was actually on the way to doing that in order to stop the cartels. But at any rate, the idea is they have to stay over there and our people stay safe over here.
All right, well, hold that thought. We're going to be bringing up our next Truckers Highway and Bible report as the Captain's America Third Watch rolls on. Kyle and I will be right back. And there's been some changes in the weather, as there always is at this time when we do our second report. We'll get into all that and more when we come back on the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Yeah.
listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, folks, you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. A little Born on the Bayou right there. And, of course, we're coming right back here with the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. Captain Matt's going to join us once again at the top of the hour after your top of the hour news. But Kyle Warren with you here, of course. And it's time for the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. We're going to start out west this morning, again, in northwestern Nevada. If you're in the Reno area, and if you're heading up I-80 towards Winnemucca, or if you're coming over to the California side, heading up to Susanville on 395, maybe heading down 395 through Bridgeport, Mammoth Lakes, or down towards Bishop, you have a particular issue to deal with there, and that is that showers and thunderstorms are going to continue in this area all this week. Each day, you could have showers and thunderstorms developing. Now, this is going to also include some strong winds, hail, heavy rainfall, and frequent cloud-to-ground lightning that can occur. So you want to be aware of that if you're trucking through that area. Quick check of the radar map. We're not really seeing anything on the radar map at this time, but, of course, it can develop there. So do be careful. Also in California, if you're heading up Interstate 5 out of Los Angeles or through Santa Clarita, and you're heading up to where the 5 meets the 99, heading up toward through Bakersfield or heading on up Interstate 5, you've got a lot of rain in that area right now, especially right there at that Y where it becomes 99 or splits off to 99, and then up towards Tipton, and this is going to head on over towards Porterville as well. So just be aware of that. And then a little bit north of Ridgecrest right now, we've got some rain. Also rain in the Los Angeles area. It looks like it's centering around downtown L.A. and then up just a little bit north of that. So if you're coming through that area, do be careful. The rain that we saw last hour up near Redding looks like it's still there just a little bit, tiny little bit, as you come out of north out of Redding on I-5, and the rain sticking east to Medford, Oregon, right now, again, up on Interstate 5. But I-40, that's where we got some stuff going on. If you're coming out of Albuquerque through New Mexico, I-40, you're going to have all kinds of rain and moderate rain by the time you get to Tucumcari and then on your way to Amarillo. Doesn't look like it's got to Amarillo yet, but it looks like it could be well on its way. And it also extends northward up through Dalhart and then also up near Boise City in Oklahoma, just north of Texas. A little bit of rain on I-20 down near Midland, so be careful of that. It's going to be southwest of Midland, I should say, so be careful there. Also, we've got some rain coming through Illinois. This is going to go down through Indiana, especially if you're near Terre Haute, also near Louisville, over towards Lexington, West Virginia there. Be careful. Richmond, West Virginia, you want to be careful in that area as well. Now, also, one of the things the captain told you in hour number one here, we want to make sure we tell you about, and that is these air quality alerts that we're seeing all up and down the East Coast. It's going to start up near Vermont, go down through New Hampshire, New York State, down through Pennsylvania. We've got some particulate matter. If you are very sensitive to atmospheric conditions like that, be very careful. A lot of this has to do, of course, with those Canadian wildfires and smoke drifting on down. Also, air quality alerts all through North Carolina and most of the northern part of South Carolina at this hour. So do be aware of that. We've also got some fire weather conditions up near Marquette, Michigan. That's right up there on Lake Superior, almost as far as you can go in the UP. Before you're going, driving into Lake Superior. So be careful up there. Of course, the hot and dry weather. Looks like the temperature shouldn't be too bad as we go through this week. But again, those conditions can be there. Northern Montana rounding this out. Aerial flood watch encompassing Bozeman, Helena, and then up towards Harve and Glasgow. That's up on U.S. Highway 2. Folks, don't forget the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the good people over at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. Check them out. PilotFlyingJ.com. That's PilotFlyingJ.com. Check out their My Rewards Plus app where you can save, you can get great offers, and you can earn points. And you can also use the amenities very, very easily. Simply go to PilotFlyingJ.com. Also find out how you can save 10 cents a gallon. Every gallon of gas as you travel around this summertime. Folks, also right now, I think we're being joined by Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Denise. And Captain Matt's going to be right back with us here after the top of the hour news. Of course, we're seeing a lot happening in the news today. One of these things I wanted to ask you about that came up is that this unredacted memo regarding the Afghan pullout, that's, I think, going to be, I hate to say, just embarrassing, but, you know, people died as a result of this chaotic pullout and the revelation of the memo, of the cable, that is, warning about this could be very significant, don't you think?
Well, Congressman Daryl Issa really said it the best, but yes. And it was, I think, a month in advance of the actual pullout, so there was a lot of things going on 30 days before the disaster, if you will. And, you know, they made all the correct warnings. These were people that were there in Kabul. And, you know, nobody knows the conditions, including the State Department personnel, the CIA personnel, and the contractors, regarding the Taliban and the Afghan forces than those people. I mean, they're there. And they were completely ignored. So, yeah, I would also say that when it comes to the presidential campaign, Biden's reelection, this one will be used a lot. So,
one would think, because especially, you know, the campaign commercials, and this is very grisly, and I even hate to bring it up, but they're going to show the pictures of the people holding on to the, you know, the big C-130s or the big aircraft, transport aircraft, and then falling off at altitude. And then you cut right to Joe Biden saying about being asked about people falling off the airplanes in the middle of the sky. And he says, that was like 4 days ago. Like, why are you even asking me this? That, I think, is going to be incredibly telling, and because he's deteriorated more since then.
Well, the big thing is that the surviving family members of those of our uniformed personnel that were killed in the airport bombing, they deserve, you know, a different kind of respect now. Not that they didn't deserve it before, but their fury and their sadness has to be escalated after this one.
Yes, very, very much so. Well, because it's an all-round failure, and it goes beyond politics. I mean, it becomes, I think people will see it as sheer incompetence, or did they just want to just get out of Afghanistan and just hope for the best and think they could sweep it all away and we never think about it again?
No, exactly.
Yep. All right, well, Denise, I hear the music coming. I'm ready to head out to the break. But, folks, we're coming right back here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. More with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and, of course, Captain Matt Bruce.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8669.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.